Imagine yourself ordering food from Uber Eats. You pay money and get some food in exchange. You don't know who made your food. You scarcely know where it comes from. You barely know what is in it. A person who you have never met and likely will never see ever again, who is likely from a foreign country and who very likely barely speaks your language, sets off on a journey to bring you that food. The moment of exchange is nearly upon you. Eventually, this total stranger arrives at your home, and you perhaps say a few awkward words to each other, and then you proceed to eat the food, probably half cold, possibly alone. Now, on the one hand, this is like the dream of Milton Friedman and his pencil come to life, a system of exchanges afforded by a set of transactions between people who do not know each other and very likely do not even like each other, in order to deliver cheap food straight to your door. This is the triumph of the free market, the total victory of convenience and modernity. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't that progress? But another view exists. Back in the 19th century, Thomas Carlyle, a Scottish writer, thundered with polemical rage against the trend towards cheapness and convenience above all else. He said that the universal cash nexus of man to man severs real social bonds between people, destroys communities, uproots people from their homes into a life of perpetual nomadism, in which every person is dislocated, every person is treated as a fungible and exchangeable asset, just like a coin passed from hand to hand. All that gives a person meaning or dignity is stripped away. People are left atomized, isolated, strangers, and by strangers, not only the Uber Eats driver, but even the person sitting right next to you, person in the same room as you. This is what happens, Carlyle argued, when those who are supposed to govern you leave the ship of state practically rudderless, without a captain, with no guiding principle beyond cash money in front of them. It was not always like this, Carlyle said. For once upon a time, you knew who made your food, the people that you'd break bread with, the people you'd play with, the people you'd dance with, and even on occasion, the people you fight with. Once, there were social bonds and a social order that gave people a sense of belonging, belonging to somewhere, belonging to something. People were rooted. They knew what it was to be part of something greater than themselves. By the time Carlyle was writing, in the 1840s and beyond, essentially in Victorian London, this was already being eroded. He looked to a more remote past before the rule of cash money, but England did not heed any of his warnings. Even though almost every prophecy of the Sage of Chelsea came true, England was always in much too much of a rush towards progress to listen, too much of a hurry. And now one wonders if any sense of what was lost can ever be recovered. Now, if you're interested to know more about Carlyle, search my back catalogue. Just search academic agent Thomas Carlyle. Should bring up some old videos. Remember to hit like and subscribe. Pick up one of my best-selling courses at the academic agency, such as The Trivium. Carlyle, a master of rhetoric, of course. But most importantly of all, if you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric, just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.